Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks, and we have a major Supreme Court case about abortion that is going to be heard and could overturn Roe versus Wade, which only simply means that it will go back to the states. It won't ban abortion like the left is acting like, but it will ban abortion in some states because it will allow some states to have their abortion bans truly kick in. Some states have already banned abortion, but places like New York and California, they're not going to ban abortion, as horrible and awful as that is. But the liberals are openly defending killing babies for money, and it's always been about money. And there's two different ways it's about money. A, the Democrat Party makes millions and millions and millions of dollars through Planned Parenthood with killing babies. And they like to take their baby parts and do experiments like they did with the mRNA vaccines and stuff. And they love to illegally use baby parts as well, which they have done, to murder babies to try to extend their lives. This is what they really want to do. But they make tons of money, and it's a racket for them. On top of that, it's also about money because they justify telling a young woman to murder her child because they tell her, well, if you have the baby, how are you going to financially survive? You need money. For money, kill your baby. You can't go to college and be a single mother. Well, actually, you can, but they bring women down and attack them and say, don't you dare have a baby because we need the money. Go spend the money to get it killed and give us that money and we'll take the blood money. But we'll tell you, you can never survive. You can never make it. You can never achieve anything. You will be financially poor the rest of your life unless you murder your baby. You murder your baby and everything's going to be great. That's the Democrat Party. It's all about money. Either way, they use money. Money motivates them to kill babies. And they use money to motivate women or bring them down and tell them they will be poor for the rest of their life if they don't do what they say. It's horrible. Folks, if you don't know, I'm not going to be nice about this. My whole life, I've watched this abortion issue and watched people talk about it like pansies. And it ticked me off as a child. I'm not kidding. I'm saying as a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, I would watch grown-ups talk about abortion in such polite, idiotic ways and get destroyed in debates when the other side is so evil they should cower in the corner in fear of people like me and you who are pro-life, because we should be calling them out as the evil, demonic, demented monsters that they are. Oh, they won't sit through my videos. They never will. They can't take it because I take a mirror and say, this is what you are. And I don't let them get away with that. And more people who grew up in my generation watch the former generation not do that. And the reason why this case is happening is because a whole bunch of us said, no more of this. What is this nicehood when people are murdering babies? And everything is on our side. If you force them to face what they really are, they run and hide and scatter like cockroaches because they have to. I am surprised they are bold enough to go on TV openly saying how they want to murder babies, openly admitting that they love abortion and they want to keep it. And then they try to use the woman's right to choose, which always frustrated me because I kept saying, it is so easy to defeat these people. You can defeat them scientifically. Watch, I'm going to arm you. I've done this before, but not everyone sees all my videos. I want to arm you with something that is so easy to destroy any person who supports abortion. They will always come at you as, well, it's a woman's body and it's her right to choose. Ask them two easy questions. If there's a court case and a woman's on trial, can that woman, by law, in the court case, have two separate DNAs? Is that possible? Can the woman have two separate blood types? Would that stand up in court? And of course, the intellectually honest will say, no, a woman can't have two DNAs or two different blood types. And then you say, well, thank you. Then a baby is not part of a woman's body. You just scientifically proved it because a baby has separate DNA and a separate blood type. Therefore, it is not part of her body because you've just admitted scientifically by law, a woman cannot have two different DNAs and she cannot have two different blood types. Game, set, match, bye-bye. You're a murdering, nasty person who wants to kill babies. And you better repent and change. Maybe you didn't know. Maybe they fooled you. But it's time to wake up and change. I don't care if I hurt your feelings. I don't care if you get mad at me. In fact, baby killers should hate me. I take that as a badge of honor. I grew up with people who are afraid to have baby killers hate them. And I was what the heck is this? I don't want to offend the baby killers. I want to offend the baby killers. Absolutely. If a baby killer doesn't dislike me, then I think there's something wrong with what I'm saying. Then I'm not saying enough about truth. Then I am bad at speaking the truth. They should despise me. Baby killers should not like me, should not ever want to talk to me, should not want to debate me ever, because they know they would be put in their place. Murdering nasty people who better repent or change. Yes, this offends people, but this is how you wake people up. Yes, people will run, but those are the radicals. You know, the moderate people that are saying, well, I'm not really for abortion, but I do think it's a woman's right to choose. And they when they see this, they're the ones that wake up, because they know I'm not attacking them. They need to understand it's never okay to murder a child. Never. And this is the other thing. Always come at them with the blatant truth. You don't know that when mommy's pregnant, she's pregnant with a baby. You don't know that. You don't know that. You're going to stand here and say, I don't know if when a woman's pregnant, she's pregnant with the baby. I don't know. She could give birth to a tuba. I don't know. It's some object that's just there. Give me a break. Every single person in the world knows that when mommy's pregnant, she's actually pregnant with a baby. Everyone knows it. Everyone. And if you want to act like you're an idiot and act like you're dumb and say, I don't know that. I don't know. You're an idiot. I'm sorry you are. I hope you're offended. Change. Don't be an idiot. You don't have to be an idiot. Anyone who says they don't know, you look stupid. You need to know that. You look stupid to other people, and people don't tell you that to your face. They think it when they go home, but they don't tell it to your face. I tell it to your face. You look stupid when you say that. You do know, and you're not stupid. You know it's a baby. How dare you ever give credence to an evil agenda that is from Satan himself to murder babies? How dare you? And now that I have this is just a brief opening statement. I can do so much more to offend the other side. They run from me. They don't ever debate me on this. I in my radio show, I would talk this way on the radio and ask for any liberal to challenge me. No one would call up. No one, only people on the right. And I kept saying, stop calling on the right. Please, I want a liberal to challenge me on this. They won't. They run. They hide. They change either the video or the radio station or whatever. They don't want any piece of this because they know what they are supporting is evil. Everyone knows abortion is evil. Everyone knows abortion kills babies. And I don't let them pretend to be dumb. They can try to come on and defend their evil position, but they're not going to get away with pretending like they don't know. And science says it's a baby. It's a baby. Goodness gracious. The fact that they can get away for most of my life pretending to be morons. They always knew it was a baby. They just would act like, well, I don't know. So they can get away with evil. Look, this issue is going to be big. The War Room talked about it. And they played clips of Justice Sotomayor, who is on the Supreme Court, who has just shown... See, I love the abortion issue on this aspect. This shows how evil of a person she is. Anyone who is a justice on the Supreme Court, I hope you see this too, but you would never sit through this. Sotomayor has shown she is evil. She wants babies murdered. She wants the blood money. She wants it badly. Why? You have to ask yourself. I don't know. There's different motives as to why, but it doesn't matter her motive. She is saying, yeah, everyone knows that it's a baby, but I'll just lie and try to make up whatever excuse because I want babies killed in America. Why do you want babies killed? Really, you're just doing what Satan wants. But, well, let me play you the clip first so you can hear.
Yet the literature is filled with episodes of people who are completely and utterly brain dead responding to stimuli. It there's about 40% of dead people who, if you touch their feet, the foot will recoil. There are spontaneous acts by dead brain people. So I don't think that a response to by a fetus necessarily proves that there's a sensation of pain or that there's consciousness.
Well, I think the real story out of today is elections matter. As Justice Sotomayor said, nothing has changed in 50 years. Women still need access to abortion. They still need bodily autonomy. Support for abortion rights is still overwhelmingly strong in the United States. The only thing that changed was that Donald Trump put three justices on the Supreme Court, and he pledged to only appoint justices that would overturn Roe.
Okay, welcome. Spontaneous acts by brain dead people. I want to bring in Jack Posobiec here in the War Room, Wednesday, 1 December, year of our Lord, 2021. First day of the last month of an incredible year. And what a way to kick it off, a historic Supreme Court argument. We could have played clips the entire show, but what I do, we're going to put the clips up we couldn't play. And I want to send everybody to Jack Posobiec's Twitter and Getter feed. Pretty extraordinary. Jack, the towering intellect of Justice Sotomayor. I got to start with that. Your thoughts on her is will survive the stench. Yes, ma'am, it will survive the stench. Yesterday we had Shaheen, the senator from New Hampshire, saying it's going to be a revolution. They're not ratcheting it up. They're not ratcheting up the fear factor. This is worse than the fear porn on the CCP virus, is it not, Jack Posobiec?
Yeah, the only stench here is the legacy of Roe v. Wade and the allowance for the mass slaughter of innocent children for the last 48 years. But when you actually start digging through some of the arguments she's making, I mean, this is like the kind of stuff you would hear on the Joy Reid show every night. This is Joy Reid tier. It's dribble. It's complete dribble. And she's making this on absolute shallow ground. I would say Chris Cuomo level, but he doesn't have any level anymore. His level is zero.
Yeah, this, do you see how they're talking? That when I was 12, 13, teenager, even in my early 20s, people didn't talk this way when combating abortion. Now they do. And I'm more aggressive than that. These people, the very fact that she's using dead bodies as a comparison to fetuses, think about that. Well, yeah, if you're aborting a fetus, it is a dead body. She's an idiot, but she's evil. She's pure evil, because anyone who pushes that, this is not someone who says, I don't know, and wants to be indifferent. That's bad enough, because it is bad to be indifferent. You shouldn't be indifferent on murdering children, by the way. That shouldn't be something that you take an indifferent stance on. I'm indifferent. No, you should say no, murdering babies is wrong. There is no gray area here. None. And if you say there is, that's evil. Okay? I don't back off on this. It's ridiculous. You're murdering children, and you openly, you're going to talk to me or tweet something or write something down admitting that you like murdering babies, admitting you're for abortion. That should make you want to crawl in a corner in shame, and we should shame them. They should run and hide in the corner and feel like they're shamed. How about this? If you're a Catholic or a Christian, doesn't matter if you're Catholic, anyone who proclaims to be a Christian, how about this? If you support abortion and think, well, it's a woman's right to choose, or well, a teenager, you know, that's going to ruin their life and they need to be able to go to college and stuff, do you realize that you would be the very same people that if you had abortion back when Jesus was born, you would have advised Mary to get an abortion because she's pregnant outside of wedlock here. She's pregnant outside of wedlock, and you would have came up to her and said, you know, it's better you just get rid of the baby. I know they didn't have, they weren't as wicked as we are. They didn't kill babies like that at that time like we do. But let's say they did. Let's say they had open abortion back then. You would have advised Mary to abort the Messiah. That's what you would have done. And you think you're good people. How does anyone call themselves a Catholic or a Christian and vote for the Democrat Party, by the way? You think God doesn't see what you have supported? You think that's not support for abortion?
You don't think the party that's openly saying they are for abortion, it wouldn't exist in America if there wasn't a Democrat party. If there was no Democrat party in America, there would be no abortion in America. Realize that. They are the sole reason there is abortion in America, the Democrat party and the evil liberal justices that they put on the Supreme Court. The Democrats are the defenders of abortion. If you vote for them, you are saying, I approve of abortion. I don't care. God will judge you for that. I don't care if you think you're innocent. Yeah, go tell God you're innocent about that. You're not fooling me. And that's why you'll have to change. Oh, no. Now I got to run. Yeah, run. Be offended. You should be. This is not something I play around with. I don't play on this issue. And it's time to fire all of you up to stop playing around on this issue. If we don't end it now, we'll never end it. If this doesn't happen now, it will never happen. And it's only going to get some states to ban it. We're going to still move into chaos. Even if we win this, you're still going to have New York, who's given a standing ovation of murdering babies all the way through 9 months. They've allowed that, and they will still allow murdering babies all the way up to 9 months. It won't end that. It will help some states that are good states end it, and that's at least a victory. We need that victory. Something good to happen. And if you can't stand up on this issue, you can't stand up on anything. Give me a break. To me, when someone is openly for abortion and they say, I hate that Ben Armstrong guy, I say, thank you. Because if you like me, there'd be something wrong. And if they like you, there's something wrong. I'm not kidding. There's something wrong. It means you're not taking a stand, or they don't know where you stand, and they don't think that you would ever call them out for supporting the murder of babies. You don't have to scream and yell at them. I'm not saying that. I'm doing a video. You don't, in certain conversations, I'm very nice to people, but I still state the same statements. I will always tell someone abortion is a murder, and I'll say it right to their face. I never back down. I might say it more politely, because when I'm in the presence of someone, depending on the situation, and if it's a family situation or something, I would be as polite as I can. But they would probably get angry and escalate it, but I would never back down. And then it would escalate to where they would be screaming and I would be calm, but I would be matter of fact. And that's as bad as it would get. But that's how it should be. And that's how we've gotten to this point in America today, folks, is because more and more people have stood up and said, enough, enough of killing babies, enough pretending like this isn't the most wicked thing to ever happen on the face of the earth. It is. And anyone who supports it is supporting pure evil. And it says something about who they are on the inside. I don't care how nice they seem. I don't care if they high-five you at a sporting event. It tells you something about who they really are on the inside. And they should cower in fear that anyone would know that they support it, that they push it. Here's the other thing. You may ask yourself, why do women who get abortions are sometimes the biggest promoters of trying to get other women to get an abortion? Do you ever wonder that? Because if I'm right, they know they're doing something evil. They also know how damaging it is psychologically. And yet they run around trying to get other women to get abortions. You know why this is? It's simple. This is true about all sin. It's because it's sin, sinful nature. They run around because they know it's wicked. And they feel better about themselves if they can get other people to do it. Because if other people don't do it, and they're the only one in their entire state to get an abortion, imagine that. They're the only ones. They would know, I'm a monster. I did something monstrous. But if I can get tons of other women to do what I did, oh, I'm not a monster. See, they did it too. And I can stand before God and say, well, they were all doing it. And society said it was okay. I'm not a monster. I'm good. Because they all did. I'm just as good as them. That's why. It's just like when someone's trying to get a teenager to drink and a bunch of other teenagers to drink at a party. And the one kid, he doesn't care. He doesn't want to drink. He's not telling other kids not to drink. He just wants to be left alone. But no, no, you got to drink. You got to drink. Why? It's that group mentality of, because you're reminding us that we're doing something wrong. And you are bringing us down. It'd be better if you weren't even at this party if you're not going to drink. Either that or you drink with us. You need to go or drink with us. And they put the peer pressure on. Why? Because you're a reminder that they are doing something wrong. Women who get abortions are always reminded by themselves that they did something evil. But to help themselves feel better and to justify their evilness, they try to get other women to be as evil as them. There's no running and hiding here. I see what you are, you nasty pro-abortion people. You're nasty. And you know what? Pro-abortion people try to condemn Nazis. How? How do you condemn Nazis? You think you're any different? You think you're any different than a Nazi? You think you're better than them? You do. Why? They killed adults. They did kill babies too. But you go after innocent life for money. Money and power. What did the Nazis do? They killed innocent people for money and power. You're the same. That's the category I put you in. I'm not messing around. I never mess around with this issue. And to all you fake Republican elected officials that could have banned abortion and always pretended but waited to, when you have a Republican, this happened in so many states, Republican senates, Republican legislatures, and they'd have a Republican governor and they never ban abortion. Some states did, but there was a lot of states where they wouldn't push the bill up when there was a Republican governor to get it signed. They'd always wait till that governor leaves and then a Democrat governor gets into place, and then the Republican legislature would then put an abortion bill for that Democrat to veto. Don't think I didn't see that. Don't think I don't know what you're doing. You're not pro-lifers. You were fakers, and you were just trying to see, we put up the bill, but we can't do anything because the Democrat governor, he vetoed it. Yeah. You think God doesn't know what you did? You don't think that we know that you were actually helping support abortion by doing that? You purposefully dragged it and made sure that you didn't really get it through? You think you fooled God? You think you're innocent? You're not innocent. You better repent and take a stand now. If you don't take a stand all across this country now, it will never, ever, 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 ever happen. And God's destruction on America will come even quicker. I think it might be too late. This might help delay God's destruction. Maybe it will give us a chance that we don't face God's destruction if we actually take a stand on this issue. It might still be too late for that, because what it's really going to do, folks, is divide the states even more. More chaos is coming, because I think we can get this passed. And what will happen is you'll have good states and evil states with abortion, which will cause even more chaos. And with an evil communist overthrown government, they will be going after the good states in every way they can. Folks, I know this was a big rant, but if I didn't do it, I feel like I wouldn't be doing my job at this moment, at this time in history. I also know that this video won't do as well as other videos, for sure, because a lot of people won't be able to sit through it because it hits hard. I say good. If you're too wimpy to sit through this, if you're not cheering it on, it tells me something about you. I want you convicted. I want you upset about it. I want you disturbed. I want you uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable, you should be uncomfortable. Abortion is an uncomfortable thing. It should be. If it's not an uncomfortable thing, there's something wrong. Oh, I'll end it with hope. Even if you supported abortion, Jesus can forgive you. You were tricked by the Democrat Party. You can turn it around. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I tore you down big time if you're a pro-abortion person. That doesn't mean that there's hopelessness for you. You can turn your life around. You can turn to Jesus. After seeing this, if you sat through this whole thing and you don't turn your life to Jesus, wow, you should. That's pretty scary if you don't. Folks, get Trump World at thenewamerican.com. It makes a great Christmas gift. A great Christmas gift. And if you like offending people, because obviously I just did an offensive video, if you like getting the left offended, buy it for a left-wing friend and send it to them wrapped so they don't see it until they open it up and then get to see their face when they see Trump World. Maybe it'll be a face of joy. Maybe. Who knows? I love you guys. See ya! Well, if you've gotten this far, you must really love our content. But have you checked out thenewamerican.com fully? You need to go check it out. You can subscribe to the twice monthly magazine. It's a physical magazine that can arrive to your home. So that's awesome. But you can also daily at the website Get new stuff every single day when you go to thenewamerican.com. So if you haven't done that, go there, do it, and subscribe.